And we continue our study of the Ramban, Perush al HaTorah, that will go from a untraditional or unconventional source, the Ramban's commentary, or is arguing on the Rambam's Minyan HaMitzvah. So the Rambam has the Sefer, which we studied extensively in the Sefer HaChinuch. He counts all the mitzvahs. The Ramban had a commentary in which he argues on many of the points of the Rambam. I want to share one of the Ramban's comments based on this week's parsha. The Rambam discusses the pasuk of this week's parsha, V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti v'secham. You should build for me a mikdash, a sanctuary, and I will dwell in it. The Rambam writes in his Minyan HaMitzvahs, when he counts all the mitzvahs of the Torah, that even though the context of this verse is simply describing to the Jewish people in the desert that they have the requirement to build the Mishkan, this is actually a mitzvah l'doros. This is a mitzvah which applies during all time, that the Jewish people have an obligation to build a Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam counts this in mitzvah number 20 in his counts. Shetivano livenos beis avoda. We have a requirement to build a place of avoda, a place where the Jews will go three times a year to offer the sacrifices, a place where they fulfill all the mitzvahs of the Torah that have to do with the Beis HaMikdash. All of that is included in the pasuk of the Asuli Mikdash. In the pasuk from this week's parasha, we have the obligation to build the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam brings a proof that this is in fact a mitzvah incumbent upon the Jews of all time to fulfill, to build the Beis HaMikdash. He quotes from a medrash, Shalosh mitzvos nitzavu Yisrael. There were three mitzvos that the Jewish people were required to fulfill. B'shas k'nisasam l'Eretz Yisrael. When they would enter into Eretz Yisrael, when the Jewish people would enter into the land of Eretz Yisrael, there are three mitzvos which are incumbent upon them. One, limnos lehem melech. They have an obligation to appoint for themselves a king. Number two, v'livnos lehem beis habechira, to build a beis hamikdash. And number three, ulahachr zaro shalom amalek, to destroy all the descendants of Amalek. So the Rambam says, you see from the measures that included within the three, one of them is building the Beis HaMikdash. This is in fact, therefore, one of the mitzvahs of the Torah. It includes V'asuli Mikdash, to build the Beis HaMikdash. What about, says the Rambam, all of the vessels, all of the kelim, the utensils, the mizbeach, the menorah, the shulchan, the aron, all of these things which we're reading about in this week's parsha, where does that fit into this mitzvah? Is that a separate mitzvah? Are they included within the same mitzvah? How do we count this aspect of producing? And all of the time the Torah says, V'asuli this, V'asisa, you have to make all of these things. Where does that fit in? Says the Rambam, it's all included in this general mitzvah. There's one mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash. A Beis HaMikdash has many parts. Parts of the Beis HaMikdash, you have a menorah, you have the shulchan, you have the table, you have the aron, where you put the luchos. All of that is included in this one mitzvah, says the Rambam. Therefore, number 20 is the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash, and that includes all of the aspects of this week's parsha. All of the things that have to be built are all included within that. On that, the Ramban takes issue. He agrees in principle that it's not going to be a separate mitzvah, but for a very different reason. And the Ramban comes to this discussion based on a later mitzvah of the Kohanim wearing certain begadim. The Kohanim are required to wear special clothing when they serve in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Ramban writes that that's not a separate mitzvah. It's not a separate mitzvah to wear separate clothing, because part of the mitzvah of serving in the Beis HaMikdash is wearing clothing. It's what you need to do in order to serve. It's what he calls a hechsher mitzvah. It's what you need to do to get the mitzvah ready. If you want to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, so this is what you wear. Similarly, says the Ramban, there's a mitzvah in the Torah to light the menorah. The mitzvah is in the lighting. What do you light? Well, you have to have a menorah in order to light it. So it's not that the menorah is not a mitzvah, like what the Rambam says, because it's part of the Beis HaMikdash. It's not that it's part of the Beis HaMikdash, says the Ramban. They're two separate entities. There's a Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash doesn't have to have a menorah. You could be mekayim the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash without a menorah. The Ramban argues the reason why the menorah is not a separate mitzvah is because in the separate mitzvah of lighting the menorah, well, if you want to fulfill the mitzvah of lighting a menorah, well, then you have to have a menorah. If you want to fulfill the mitzvah of bringing special karbanos, you're going to have a mizbeach. If you want to fulfill the mitzvah of putting the lechem hapanim, the showbread, in the right place, you're going to have to build yourself a shulchan. So the Ramban argues in theory on the Rambam why these things are not included. According to the Rambam, it's because it's all included in the package of the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash. And according to the Ramban, there's a mitzvah of the Beis HaMikdash, and these other vessels, the kelim, are included in their other subsets. The big nafkamina, says the Ramban, is the aron. Since there's no mitzvah to do of the aron, the menorah, for example, you have the mitzvah to light. On the shulchan, you have a mitzvah to put the bread. The mizbeach, you have the mitzvah to actually bring karbanos. There's no mitzvah affiliated with the aron. You just simply build an aron, and you put the luchos in it, and then it's there. But there's no continual mitzvah. On that, the Ramban argues and says that's a separate mitzvah to build the aron. So that all the other kelim don't have a separate mitzvah, but the mitzvah of the aron, the building of the, actually does. And that would refer us back to another Ramban in the Parsha, which we discussed earlier. That's a special, unique mitzvah that all of the Jewish people have to have a chelik in. All the Jewish people have to have a part in the mitzvah of the Aron, as we discussed earlier. They either have to contribute special money to it, or they have to contribute their time and their efforts. The Aron, which represents Torah, that the Ramban says, not only is it a special mitzvah that you have to build it separately, but it's also the mitzvah that all the Jewish people have to have a special chelik, a portion in it, in order that they should merit a portion in Torah.